I always appreciate an opportunity, especially on a Monday morning. Nice kickoff to a new week. It just happens to also be the kickoff to a new month, month of August. We just, you know, we're still closing July, I'm assuming. And so far, it's been a fantastic month. So I just want to say, you know, July looks like it's the bigger of the last 3 months, which is very exciting because normally July, August are summer months and things tend to calm down a little bit. Well, not this year. Since about March, April, May, June, July, we were seeing some very strong performance in Manatech across the board, including North America, which is exciting. So we are quite happy here as we get started with a new month and hoping we can continue on this trajectory. So now, as Mary Jo was talking about, and I got a chance to get a little bit of her earlier comments, lots is going on. I mean, when we first started 2020, we called it, you know, we called it the year of acceleration. And if you guys remember, we were going to go to the Texas Motor Speedway and have Manifest and, you know, in April and all those things. And somehow life got in the way a little bit. Certain things that were outside of our control came into play, changed the game a little bit. However, it didn't change the focus. And I really believe that the last few months, certainly for us inside the building, even though we've been working partially from our homes, now we're back here in the office with a partial crew, and you guys have been at home for many months as well. But somehow that has not affected in any way the development of some of the ideas that we had started the year with. You know, I think Mary Jo said it. The health has never been a bigger subject than it is right now for a lot of obviously obvious reasons. Not that it wasn't before. I think, you know, the concept of wealth, health is your first wealth is out there, but it's really become very keenly, we're keenly aware of this now as, you know, more than we were probably 6 months ago. And that only has made what we do here at Manatech so much more relevant. As you know, for 25 years, we have called ourselves the immune support company. You know, obviously, glyconutrients, Semanopol, Embratose, cell-to-cell communication, all those things had one ultimate result, which is strengthening your immune system, giving your body what it needed, the building blocks, so that the body could do what it does well. And your body is set up to protect you from the, you know, the outside. We call it the toxicity, which, you know, some of you can go back to the days of Dr. Nugent and surviving a toxic world. We are surrounded by things that really are putting our body under a lot of stress. And Manatech has always been about how do you help in those situations? How do you provide the body with the best, you know, best building blocks in order to be able to do what it does best? It's an amazing, uniquely designed machine that is here to support you, to protect you, and to allow you to, you know, perform and, you know, and thrive and do amazing things. And that has not changed. And today, more than ever, I think that is most relevant, most important. So I'm not surprised, as Mary Jo was talking about, that, you know, if you're just keeping yourself in front of people, that those conversations eventually always come back to the concept of what do I do to have optimal health. And I believe that we have a solution. We have an offer that's pretty compelling. And more compelling now than ever. So that has not changed. And the world of wellness is way beyond a $4 trillion industry, and we all know about that. Just years ago, we were hoping it would be a $1 trillion industry, and now it's a $4 trillion industry. So it's good to be involved in health and wellness today. However, we know that things have shifted, not only because of our inability to be out there physically in front of people, but it's shifted so that we are now more virtual in most of the things that we do. This conference call is one of those things. It's a virtual ability to communicate. Zoom calls and social media and all those things has, you know, now slowly replaced our ability and need and ability to be face-to-face and physical. But at the same time, it has way expanded our ability to get in front of people, to have these meaningful conversations. And it's just a matter of staying focused on it, having your kind of your radar on. If I can say something about Mary Jo is, you know, her radar is on all the time. And even when she's not looking for it, in some ways, I do believe she attracts it because it's constantly in her mind, always thinking about better ways to help her business, to help you, to help Manatech. And see, when that's your intention, when that's, you know, that's what you're thinking about all the time, you will attract the kinds of situations that fit into what you're thinking about. So I'm not surprised, Mary Jo, that you've had the success that you're having, and being so consistent on the club of the Achievers Club, of those who are, you know, at least getting one to two or more people involved with Manatech, either as a consumer or as an associate. I'm not surprised because, you know, I know from our conversations, from things like this call and the Tuesday Night Lives and the Saturday training and the PD summits, and, you know, your mind is constantly on. So your radar is on. So when the right people show up and the right conversations happen, you can convert that into an opportunity to share really this incredible gift that we have with other people. So those things have not changed. I think they've only been expanded, frankly. We have quite a few people today that are involved in all forms of virtual, social, media-type interactions and doing a really, really good job of it. I mean, I've been in conversation. I got two groups I work with, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday, and I'm amazed about how some people are really able to reach out beyond the geographies into other countries and even within this country, to be able to connect with people who are looking for solutions to today's issues and problems. Manatech is definitely betting on this to be obviously the next big thing. And we started the year talking about customer acquisition. We started the year with the conversation about customer obsession. Big shift that's happened in the industry from the time I started in it 40 years ago. Where, you know, we went out there looking for people who wanted to build a business. And really what we did is we sold the dream. And that was really the way we did it for many, 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 many years. The first 28 years of my life in this industry was about selling the dream, selling, you know, free enterprise, freedom, flexibility, residual income, multi-generational legacy, and all those things, which is still true today, but I think the path are a bit different. I think today, and this makes us even more conventional, more mainstream as well, is it's about really a customer experience. It's about providing a value to a consumer. You say, why is that? Well, I think after literally 100 years of direct selling, 100 years of this message, eventually it, you know, things kind of settled down. And because we've had a predominant percentage of people who have been involved in direct selling, been involved in network marketing, and have not achieved the kind of success that they thought they would achieve, whether they, those expectations were real or not, eventually you build a critical mass of people who have a different view of it. And for that reason, we're finding in general that when you're going out there looking for the business builder, it's possible, but be ready, be mentally prepared, be mentally strong to know that, you are going to get some pushbacks. And now again, when somebody is ready, if it's the right time, you can't say the wrong thing to the right people. You can't say the right thing to the wrong people. So that's still the fact. And I still see people who are bringing on business builders. If that's what they focus on, that's what they radar is on, and they understand that there is a law of percentages and only so many people are ready right now for that, then that still is an opportunity. However, there is a larger opportunity, which is the fact that people are looking for the kinds of products that we have. So consumer experience, people having an experience with your products, is becoming the larger door through which more and more and more people will come in. There is no shortage of people who are looking to better their health, to get optimal wellness and so on. How do I know that? Because all you have to do is walk down the aisles at the supermarket, just hang around a vitamin store for a little bit. You will see people walking in and for the express desire to actually buy vitamins, minerals, and other things because they know it's the right thing to do. I do that once in a while just to remind myself that there's actually people out there that are looking for it. Also, we know just from the last 6 months, a few months ago I published a list of things that were being sold online, and the fact that online is definitely growing much faster than brick and mortar. So thank God Manatech is an online business. When I was looking at the stats, online had grown about 16%, while brick and mortar had gone backwards in North America. But when you start looking at the online business and you say the kinds of products that were getting really the biggest bumps of vitamins were running on 116% growth over last year over that 3-month period starting, I think, March, April, May. So 116%, that's a doubling. So are there people out there looking for what we have? Absolutely. Will they find you? Yes, only if you're out there actively talking about the things that you do and finding opportunities to have these conversations, as Mary Jo just explained in her interaction with this gentleman that she just brought into Manatech. And I'm assuming he came in to have a product experience, but then we're creating a natural path from a product experience to being a promoter. So if you notice, this past couple of months, we launched the customer referral program. Now, this is all part of a much larger philosophical position that we have taken, which is that we are definitely favoring the customer acquisition process. So how do we do that? We're doing it by making sure the customers are getting the best deal just coming through the door, that the customers are getting loyalty points for not only getting in, but staying in. One of the things that was very exciting to watch from just some numbers we were running last month is that our rate of second orders is fairly large. So if somebody puts a first order, there's an 85% chance that they're going to place a second order. Folks, that's very high in our industry. So that means that these people not only came in for the right reasons, but you did obviously a good job to make sure that they were either on automatic order or you followed up with them so they could put a second order. And usually if they put a second order in, then that means now you got even a bigger reason to get them to that third order, because that's when their loyalty points will kick in. So we know that from a consumer point of view, we're providing the best product at the right time and giving them the best deal, the best value that we can in that process. But also what we have done is continuing down that very organic pathway of being a consumer first, but then secondly, as a consumer to be able to promote it. So that's our customer referral program, which gives you 25% to the consumer who does the referral, 25% in referral credit, which is equal to the loyalty points. One referral point is the same as one loyalty point, which is the same as a dollar. So that's what they can use now to start buying more products or paying for the products that they are taking on now. So we think that that's a very good opportunity to create this natural progression from consumer to promoter and eventually to business builder. The other thing that we have done to make sure that there is a sense of urgency is the coupons. I will absolutely recommend to everybody who's listening today, get familiar with the coupon program. Folks, it's like, you know, manna from heaven. I mean, we just gave you something, a tool, a mechanism, where, you know, and it's unlimited. You know, you use it, you get more, right? Where you can go into your back office and you can get a coupon code that you can send to someone where they immediately get a 10% discount on that first order. Again, it's for a first order. It's for a new customer acquisition. But, folks, what better way to help your new customer make a buying decision than by saying, hey, you know what? I got something that's going to expire in the next 24 hours. I thought of you. I'm going to send it to you. Take advantage of it, and then if they don't, you can always go back and go, hey, did the coupon work? If it didn't work, let me send you another one. It gives you a reason to talk to them. It gives you a reason to follow up with them with having their best interest in mind as well, which is, you know, the ability to get their first order at a 10% discount, which is pretty significant. So anyways, I think that those things all work together between the coupon, the customer referral program, and the, you know, the referral points that we're talking about, all these things so that we can maximize this customer experience as they come in. Now, I can tell you that internally, we have a team of people led by Patty Ente that is working on I don't call it a program. I call it a culture. Building a culture internally here at Manatech, we started back in January, a culture of customer obsession. And customer obsession means that we are looking at every single, you know, place where we interact with a customer, whether it's through the website, whether it's the first order, whether it's when we upgrade them to someone who actually will refer, that in all these different places that we are measuring the level of satisfaction, and we're understanding what the issues are, and we're dealing with them so that we can keep maxing out that customer experience. And folks, I do believe that if we can do enough to get the customers in, and then we can do enough to keep them in, I think long term it has a very positive effect on your business and obviously on Manatech. So those things are all going on as we speak. I'm really excited about it. We brought some people from the outside to help us really put these things in place. You're going to be seeing a string of different emails that will be very specific to certain events that as they happen, these emails go out. So events could be a new customer signs in and they get the first email to tell them to welcome them. And then there's another email to tell them about the customer referral program at some point. And then there's going to be one if they order the specific product to make sure that the next email that goes out actually helps to, you know, with the sale after the sale. So maybe it's a video about the product that they included in their cart so they can get really more familiar with what they bought. So this is we invested in a very sophisticated email platform that will be that will respond to all kinds of events. Right now, we have one that's called the abandoned cart email. So if they went in and started the process and didn't finish the process within the first 24 hours, they were going to get an email, or the first few hours, they're going to get email that say, "Hey, you've forgotten something." which is you didn't complete your cut. And we send them what they had done so far so they can finish it. And I think within 24 hours, they get another email that says, it looks like you still need to take care of something. And we, again, let them know about the cut that they didn't finish processing. Now, that, I think, a pretty common thing today in retail, online retail, I would say online retail, very common thing, but something that certainly Manatech is getting in front of to make sure that we're providing these kinds of experiences to people that they're used to having with other big-name online retailers such as Amazon and others. So, but there's going to be a whole lot more of that. We're working with the with our leaders to understand what are some of these events that we feel should trigger some kind of response from us. So it acts as a follow-up as well so that it supports your follow-up efforts. I don't think that we want to replace that. As you know, follow-up is a very important thing, and people don't always react to the first request. It takes about 7 touches, I hear, and some people say as much as 17 touches. I don't know, but at least 7 touches for someone to make a buying decision. And we want these emails to be a part of this process to support you in your follow-up efforts. So as you can see, folks, we are moving in a direction of the trends in this industry. And the last one I want to talk to you a little bit about, which is something that's also coming up here very soon, is we have a team of people that are working on a more gig economy type concept where our approach, our messaging, even our website, our shopping cart, our offer, our immediate offer will all be different and be very targeted to fit in a gig economy model of simplicity. Simplify, simplify, simplify. As you would agree with me, Manatech, we've done a good job at times to really make things complicated. We do it here, you do it some. So we are on a kick to really simplify the process, simplify the message, simplify the comp plan, simplify the interactions. So we have a special test going on where we'll be able to test the message, test the images, test the everything about these things. And once we have come up with what we feel is the best and the best model with the most acceptance and the most reactions, eventually then it will make into our mainstream website as well. But we are very actively engaged in this process. We brought on board Mr. John Fleming, who, as you know, has been one of the key promoters of the gig economy. And we will be the poster child of a gig economy, so in a direct selling company. We're the first one. We engaged him immediately, brought him on board. He's been working with us. He's been working with our leaders. He'll be working very specifically with this task force to make sure that we can test the different ideas that they've put together in order to simplify the process and eventually create a model that will be more in line with what we're calling the gig economy, the side hustle, the hustle economy, all those things to say, because there is a great demand out there. There's, you know, as we know, 58 million people as of last year. But I bet you that number has now grown dramatically because of what's happening with the unemployment numbers and so on. So there's a large number of people out there that are looking for ways to earn extra income. They just don't see direct selling always as that way because it's too complicated. We use our own lingo. We want to Uberize the process. We want to make it as simple as turn your phone on and you are in business. Now, it won't be always that simple, but certainly we aspire to that level of simplicity, and that's why these tests that we're running starting in 2 weeks are going to be very, very important in establishing really the next version, let's say, of Manatech. But it'll be a version that's been tested, refined, so that by the time we bring it out, it's something that we already know. It's very predictable what we can expect from it. So some of you, maybe on this call, you'll be part of the test group. Some of you need to identify yourself if you want to. It's going to be very intense. It's going to be very much, it's going to raise expectations. So I love Mary Jo talking about, let's get at least one new person a month. Well, here we're going to be talking about how to get 20 new people a month, 20 new customers a month. How do you do that? Because there is no reason why not. And we have the right product. We have the right comp plan for that. And actually, as of a few days from today, you're going to be hearing about some comp plan promotions that we're doing to help speed up the process of getting people to $500 or $1,000 a month. We'll be testing that for the next few months. I hope you jump in and participate. It's very much about fast tracking. It's about getting people into activity and action the first 30 days, first full 30 days. It's about getting people to 500. As you know, that's part of Team 2 and Team 4. It's all the things you need to do to get somebody to make $500 a month, because we know if we can get them to $500 a month, we get their attention, and if they can do $500 a month, they can do 1,000, they can do 2,500, they can do 5,000, but we got to get them to $500 a month. So this is going to be exciting. Pay attention over the next few days. I think we should be announcing it real soon. As soon as we close this month, then I think we got some really exciting things that you can be part of and participate and see what happens. And if this goes really well, then it'd be things we keep doing. And if it doesn't go well, then we don't have to stay with it because it's a promotion for now. But call it a summer promotion. So to help us really put some energy into the next few months going into fall, which is always, obviously, the best season of the direct selling industry. All right. So besides that, I think Mary Jo did mention Manifest. We are looking forward to a great Manifest Live. Again, we know how exciting Man Alive 2020 was. Where we reached almost 10,000 people in a 12-hour time period. And this time we're going to have, we're going to do a shorter version of that, but it's going to be power-packed. And we're going to do really a full Manifest format with recognition and with some training, some teaching, some motivation, and also, obviously some new product introductions, and maybe I'm hoping we'll get to see a glimpse on the onboarding system, maybe get to see a glimpse on the gig economy model that we'll be just starting to test. So there's a lot of things going on, folks. There's no grass growing under our feet right now. I mean, I am very, very proud of our teams, especially our field team, our leaders, you guys, because you have stayed plugged in, you stayed engaged. I don't think I've ever been in front of more people, more Manatech people, on a more regular basis than I've been in the last 6 months. And I think that's the reason why I think we have been able to do really well through a very difficult economic period in this country. The fact that, Manatech is doing well, direct selling is doing quite well. Most companies reporting increases in sales. I was just talking to the CEO of a company. They've seen a 300% explosion of their business, which is always exciting to know that if it can happen with them, it can happen with us as well. As long as we continue to simplify our message, we continue to look for better ways to wow the customer and to give them a reason to come in, a reason to stay with us, and then see reasons why they would want to promote what we do. So customer referral, coupon codes, Team 2, Team 4, Power Seller Bonus, all the things that we've done there, plus some of the enhancements we're going to give you in the next few days, and then everything that you've been learning from Mary Jo as far as the purge is concerned. That's also something that happened not long ago, an opportunity to re-engage people in a different way than maybe they got engaged the first time, so we can really fulfill their expectations, and who knows. Folks, everything is about timing. It really, really is about timing. And just because people may have not done something, you know, a year ago or 5 years ago or even 10 years ago, doesn't mean they're not ready to do it now. So I would really highly encourage, you know, and I join my voice to Mary Jo's and others who are telling you to really go out there and connect with people like you've never connected with people before. People are more ready than you know. And you might be just the answer to last night's prayer. It's sad. I don't revel in this at all, the fact that, you know, American and Canadian families are going through a lot of uncertainties today, you know, both from the lockdown, the work situations, the layoffs, the furloughs, and, you know, and all those things that are going on around both, you know, Canada and U.S. But, folks, it just, you know, when one door closes, another bigger one opens, and you might be that bigger door for someone. So don't be shy. I'll probably use even a stronger word. Don't be selfish. You have in your hands something that's really, really phenomenal. So just open your hands, give it away. And those that are meant to be, they'll take it from you and thank you for it, and be grateful forever for the fact that you opened this door for them. And those who don't, it's just not their time, or they're just not your tribe. They're not your people. They're not the ones who've been assigned to you. You know, I do believe, bottom of my heart, that every one of us have people that have been assigned to us, that we are the only ones that can really make a difference for them. If I go back 40 years ago when I was first introduced to this industry, it took a certain person to get me to come to that first meeting, to get me to get started, to get me to trust enough to move through the process, to get through my disappointments and so on, and be able to endure, to overcome in order to become. It took a certain person for me. Anybody else would probably have failed miserably, because this is the last thing I thought I would be doing with my life. But when that right person showed up with the right simple message, like, what are you doing tomorrow night? That one question totally changed my life, my next generations. So why don't you try that? You know, there's so many ways to engage with people today, online, on the phone, maybe physically, through a mask or something, I don't know. But again, if they're ready, they're ready. And like I said, many people went to bed last night praying that something great would happen to them, that some answer would come in. I hope they're not the kind of person who keeps waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and don't realize that actually you are that answer to that prayer, and maybe that's not what they were looking for, but you are still the answer to that prayer. But you only will know that if you extend yourself, if you open your hands, if you give them what you have, with their best interest at heart, and then let the process take on. And again, I said, if they're your tribe, if they were assigned to you, if they're the right person at the right time, there's nothing you can say that could be wrong, and you will see it. You will feel it. So anyways, I hope I've covered as much as I could. I think from the notes I had and what I just heard from Mary Jo earlier, I think we've covered it all. So I'm going to give it back to you, Mary Jo, and hope
you
that this
it.
Was helpful to people out there.
Yeah, thanks, Al. That was awesome. I loved all the information. I mean, it just highlights so much that the company's doing for us to be the best we can be. And there's a number of things that excited me, because I don't keep on top of everything going on internally at Manitech. I have my own set of projects I'm working on. So it's but it's great to hear. I mean, I love the stats. You guys all grabbed onto that, the idea that, you know, online sales are up 16% this year. That's incredible. Online businesses, you know, some are seeing 116% growth since January 1st. So we're in a position where we're perfectly positioned. I think some of us saw that in March and April, the first couple of months of this pandemic, that, you know, all of a sudden our growth skyrocketed, and then we saw a little lull perhaps, but people are now getting back into it, and they're still interfacing with it, and it's something about, you know, just go out there, and I love to work with people and just, you know, make sure you're protecting your immune system. You know, if your immune system is really in top shape, you don't have much to worry about. Because, you know, viruses come and go all the time, and there's a reason
Correct.
Why some people never get sick. Right, Al? I mean, I look at myself and I say, I never go down. I mean, if I go down, it's like for an afternoon or something, you know, and that's probably purely out of exhaustion because I work so many hours a day.
Right.
And
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Let me reflect on something. I had a conversation yesterday and now my memory is going to escape me. It was her birthday, Jean,
yeah.
and oh my goodness. But anyways,
that's
she
okay.
celebrated her birthday. She's been
Great.
Around Manatech a long time. Anabnet.
Oh,
okay.
That's what I was going to come out with that name, but I thought surely Al didn't forget that one.
No.
Yeah.
Just a brain fart there. So I was talking to her. She asked me a question. She said, you know, I've been asking around if anybody in Manatech has had any situations, and, you know, I'm not hearing any. Are you hearing anything?
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? Thinking about it, I haven't heard of, you know, anybody with situations, you know, that
right.
I know of that are
right.
Manatechers. And to your point, if you take care of your immune system, if your immune system is in tip-top shape, you're probably pretty well equipped to deal with whatever comes. And
right.
and that whatever could be anything. You know, it could be
sure.
some stress to
whatever it is, even what's going on currently, the pandemic going on now. I mean, you know, why is
it
that it
could be anything,
we hear these
right?
things?
Right.
It could be any – we're not – saying any, this is not about heal, cure, mitigate. It's about prevention. Does that make? There's a big difference in the terminology
right.
that you're helping your body to prevent itself from being impacted by these things because you're supporting the healthy immune system, right? You want to make sure you have the healthiest
right.
immune system. And Al, I harp on that a lot in these days because, you know, there's a reason why we're the most unhealthy country in the world. And part of that has to do with you just look at the kind of foods we eat. You know, when you start putting things in off the grocery store shelf that you can't even pronounce the ingredients, right? I mean, they're chemicals,
right.
there's artificial ingredients to help stabilize the length of the shelf life and all these stuff that we're dumping in. And then you're on a lot of prescription drugs, which are not natural. And then you go and eat at fast food restaurants, which nothing's natural there either, right? Except for maybe, you know, Chick-fil-A maybe. But well, most of them don't have much natural out there or it's sprayed with something to keep it, you know, lasting longer. But the problem with all this is that every time you put that stuff in your system, what do you think your response to your immune system is? Your immune system looks at it, doesn't recognize it. So it goes under attack. So how much are you watching your immune system be depleted and just over abused by just purely what we are doing to our own human bodies in the United States of America? And I think when people talk to me about why we've been hit so hard by this, I'm going to tell you, I believe one of the main reasons is it's look at how we're treating our own human bodies, right? Why don't we step in? And it gives me a whole platform to talk about choosing health, because I not only do I believe that Manatech products support the human body in a phenomenal way like none others out there, but I also believe that, you know, I'm not doing anyone any good if I just get them started on Manatech products. If there's a way I can help them and educate them more on how to eat healthier and what to start walking away from and just doing that. And in fact, I had somebody the other day, Al, who just called me and she said, you know, Mary Jo, I've been on these products for years, but I always find myself running out and grabbing these snacks once and all this stuff. And she goes, how do you get rid of those bad habits that you have? And I told her, I said, just sit down and write why you're worthy. Why you're worthy of living out a full and long life and what you want to accomplish in that long and full life. And say, and in order to do all that, I need to maintain my health. So I am going to take responsibility for my own health.
Very
and when you write
point.
That down, isn't that a beautiful thing? When you write that down and sign it, and that's your contract to self. Now, every time that donut shows up or something shows up, you go, wait a minute, I have chosen. that this is my contract, that I want to be performing at my best level for as long as God gives me on this planet, because I don't know what that's going to be, and it's not going to guarantee I won't have an affliction somewhere, but I'm not going to be the cause of it. You get it? I don't want to be the cause of it, right? And
it was very interesting, Mary Jo. I was looking at, there was a supermarket that was, actually advertising that, they were going to start selling chicken that was not washed with bleach.
Oh, isn't it? I know.
Because every chicken in America is washed with bleach. And I'm going, when I heard that, it's like, oh, my goodness. I mean, we just have no idea, right, the level of toxicity we're bringing in. And that's why we got to make sure that we're giving our body a chance, a fighting chance against all this stuff, some of it. And no, and I would have never thought about that until, somebody was very proudly announcing they're going to now start selling chicken that's not been washed with bleach. It's like, oh, my goodness.
And poor Al's going, what? All that stuff I've been eating for all these years is washed. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely. It is crazy. It's crazy what's out there. And another reason, I mean, I tell people all the time, too. I said, now, I'm not telling you to go do this, but I have 7 gardens going in my backyard. I grow so much stuff, I have to drop it off at church every Sunday to give it to other people because I can't eat all of it. But I can't eat some of it, right? And I love it. And people sometimes say, well, how do you have time to do that? And I go, well, I get up at 6 o'clock, I go to the gym, and I work out, and I come home, and I spend the next 45 minutes in the garden. So by 8 o'clock, guess what? I'm set. I've already done my workout and my gardening. And it's just, all of these things are just choice. Of course, they take a level of discipline, and a lot of people don't like the big D word either, right? But I want to, I look at myself today at 65, and people never, they always look at me like, no way are you 65. they go, I want your energy level. In fact, I've never even had your energy level at 12, no less now, But it's, when you take care of the human body, the body will take care of you. And it's there, again, no guarantee, but this is just one other mechanism that I use all the time with people. Yeah, and I wanted to address a couple other things you said, just to highlight things before we go, because you gave us a lot of great things besides the, this incredible skyrocketing growth of buying online, which, of course, helped us, not only survive the coronavirus in terms of health, our health is one whole issue, and we don't guarantee any of that, but the idea that our businesses really actually did better, we actually had an uptick in business during this whole crisis because people got more conscientious of that. But the other thing we want to look at is, the concept that people are out there and getting them to order. When you get somebody started, I'm just going to give all you guys a helpful hint from my perspective. I don't even sign somebody up if they don't get on automatic order. For me, I call it the automatic order. Because it's not worth all my time and energy and effort to have to call them every single couple weeks to get them to make sure they put in their next order. And I mean, it's a headache to me, right? So that's, for me, it's just an administration issue that I don't want to be tied up in, because then I'm not going to like my business, because I find myself always chasing people to get the next order in. So not happening in this girl's world, right? And here's how I do it.
Right.
I tell them, these are nutritional supplements. All of these are plant-based. And I said, if you think you're going to take these products in 30 days and feel 100% different, that's not going to happen. You know better than to even say that. You might feel different, and we've had people have, see some differences in their health. And I said, to really give these products a chance, you have to give them at least 3 to 6 months. That's the whole goal here, is to get you to really understand the value of these products and give your body a chance. So I say, you have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose, because this company has so much integrity. They have 100% money-back guarantee for 6 months. So you sign up for the auto order, take them for at least 3 to 6 months, or don't start at all. That's my policy. How many people do you think have not started at all when I've said that to them? None.
Zero.
Because they've already trusted you. They've always wanted to be on the product. Once they realize they're at no risk, that they can, and they have the opportunity, if they want to stop the automatic order anytime they want, right? They can just call me or call the company. So it's not like it's inevitable. It has to keep going for centuries. But the idea of being honest with them about what these products will or won't do, because how many of you have seen people that after 30 days haven't had any kind of significant response, so they're wondering maybe they don't work. Well, if they're not on auto order, they're not going to order the next month. So it's not fair to them, not fair to Manatech, and it's not fair to you, because it's going to wear you out doing the business, right? So it's just concept-wise, keep that in your head. I don't know if I'm going too far with that, Al, but you probably are going, amen, Mary Jo, I agree with you on that.
No, totally. Totally agree on that because, you know, remember, I was saying our rate of second order, obviously you guys are all doing a great job with this, because our rate of second order is very high.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's
right,
like in an 85 percentile or plus of people who, if they place the first order, they place in the second order as well, you know, which means then, you know, getting them to a third order becomes easier, because there's now a benefit for putting that third order in place, especially if it was, you know, set up from as a automatic order in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's first order should be anything but automatic order, you know, at least for the first month. I mean, it should be, right? I mean,
yep.
And then you can, you know, you can work with them on the second and the third. But anyways, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And
right.
And having that posture is also good expectation, so that they, you know, they understand, you know, they understand that this is the expectation. You're not going to see a big change over the first 30 days. You'll feel something.
Yeah.
But it's over a period of time. It took you 40-some years, 50-some years to get to where you are now negatively. It's going to take you at least, you know, 60 to 90 days to get you up the other way.
Right, exactly.
So I think people understand that. Understand that.
Yeah, but we have to emphasize that. And you know why most people are negative about auto orders? Because they got caught up in some other company at some time where they just kept getting these products every single month and they didn't know how to stop them, and they feel, you can even say that to them. You go, that'll never happen to you with me, because I'll be in contact with you at least once a month, at least. And I'm always available. You have my number. I can help cancel that order anytime you want. So, you know, they don't have to, don't let the past rule their behavior in the future, which is bad behavior when you put in a one-month order and expect to feel different from products, right? Amen to that.
Right. And I think it's important that they also realize they're getting in business with you, and you are going to be different than anything else they've had, and you're committing to
correct
that, right?
Your commitment. And that's what you do. Make a commitment to be in connection with them, because we know with our new customers, we always want to contact them like once every week or 10 days, especially as they get started, because you want to make sure the products arrive and, you know, that they're taking them, any questions on how to take them. This is all your dedication to your customers makes all the difference in the world on how long they stay on the products. Because if you partner with them, I bet you I have dozens of people still on the products today who are taking them only because Mary Jo's their friend. I'm not saying anything wrong with Manatech products. They're helping these people thrive like they probably never would have without them. But they love the Mary Jo contact, and they just want that in their lives. And that's another thing to, you know, that's part of the package deal that you get. You're going to be able to be in these people's lives, send out my mana mails, be in connection with them. They know I'm 100% supporting them in whatever that is, right, in their lives. So get that relationship going. And then I also wanted to talk about the coupons, too, on how I'm using the coupons, and I'm not suggesting anyone else has to use them the same way, but there are people out there going, oh, yeah, we have coupons, you get all. I don't bring up the coupon till it's a done deal. Just like this weekend when I was talking to this guy, he called me up because I had done some work with him about a year ago. He's a respiratory therapist, and now he's out, you know, making $5,000 a week traveling. But he's worried because he goes, now I'm really exposed, Mary Jo. So he asked me about his business model. I was giving him business advice. And then he said, but the only thing that's a downside is all my exposure, you know. So then I started talking about how to help boost his immune system. And he goes, Mary Jo, that sounds perfect. And I said, oh, by the way, Jaime, I said, I forgot to tell you, but I have access, the company's given me access to some coupons to give you a 10% discount on your first order. How's that? And he was like ecstatic. it was an aftermath, not a, when you promote it up front, it sounds sleazy, I think. When you promote it at the end, it's an afterthought. So you follow the difference. It really makes, you know,
right.
It's like, it's kind of like, it's almost like, don't make it part of just your policy to push that in people's face right out of the box, because then they think that, well, the company's just trying to trap me and trap. They get all suspicious. See, our minds work really funny in our world today because there's so many gimmicks on selling. Don't be a gimmick. Just love on people, give them what they want, and then in the aftermath you can go, by the way, I can get you 10% off the first order because the company's given me some coupons for that, and I'd love to give one to you. So now it sounds like you have only 3 or 2 coupons, and he's going to get one of them that I'm going to use this, right? And I'm treating him special.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good news. Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in for all you guys to just, take a different look at that and maybe a better way to do that. But, all right, so I guess it's time to go. Al, thanks for being with us. You shared a lot of great stuff. We're really excited about Manifest. I'm really excited about it. I mean, I had such a blast at our Man Alive. That thing just kind of really took a form of its own. And when you said Manifest was going to be shorter than Man Alive, I was like, how is that going to happen? Is it? I know it's Friday night. How many hours on Saturday?
Yeah, Friday night, we have a few hours on Friday night. Then we have, I think, 6 hours on Saturday.
Okay.
So it'd be a total of about 9 hours, where the other one was a 12-hour marathon. So.
Yeah, it was a marathon, all right. But I think everybody enjoyed it, right? You got phenomenal feedback from Man Alive. Yeah.
And we have less outside speakers and more of our own folks for this, which makes it even more personal, I think.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Good. I think people like to hear that, too. They like to hear from other people. They like to hear from field leaders. They like to hear what's working, what's not. I mean, that's part of the whole Manifest experience. It's great. Well, everybody's looking forward to it. I know our people are all, set that weekend aside, Friday night and Saturday. You got to make sure you mark your calendar on the 21st and 22nd. You are all in on Manifest 2020. All right, thanks, Al. Thank corporate. We are 100% behind you. We really want to see this, take off like it should, and we're looking for all the goodies that you said were coming out. So can't wait to hear about them.
All right, super. Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. And to everyone, have a great week and a great month. Let's make August count.
Yep, amen. All right, bye-bye, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.